You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's right, and going out on AM and FM stations around the country and up on the satellite, stations that want to pick up the show or any of the great InfoWars transmissions, you can go to InfoWars.com/affiliates to find the radio and TV satellites right there for you. It's all free to air. All right, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am intending to try to take a few days off for Christmas, and Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting my show today while I take care of some business and different operations here at the office, so a workcation, as they call it. But I want to launch this new show, taking a lot of phone calls, because it is an ode, or it is modeled after, to a great extent, Washington Journal, that's been on the air for more than three decades on C-SPAN. But there's not a lot of commentary from the host. They just talk about a news article, talk about the different views that are going on, and then take an absolutely massive amount of calls. But that means we got to give each caller 30 seconds to a minute. I love you to death. I know you love me, some of you. There's no need to do that. As Darth Vader would say, we need to dispense with the pleasantries in the spirit of getting everybody on air. So here are the big topics, and in about an hour and a half, we'll change the topics, but this is also a classical radio/TV-style talk show where I put out the topic, and then you call and respond to it. These topics are so big, you can cover anything under the sun and still be on these topics, but I ask that we have this focus on that classical radio call-in style that's really interesting, to really get on one or two subjects and burrow into those deeply, get a lot of different nuanced thoughts and ideas. So let me give you the number for first-time callers, long-time callers. If you agree, you disagree, it doesn't matter. If you want to tell us how you're listening, we might announce that, or where you're calling from, or you can say from the planet Earth. It really doesn't matter. We don't screen your calls for content, only that your phone be clear and that we be able to, again, have you make your point quickly. So we get to the next person. Here are my big topics that I think you'll want to talk about. Should Trump declare martial law? We've seen General Flynn and Powell and others come out and say we need a limited martial law to have these states that are clearly engaged in fraud, where we've caught the fraud, to hold new elections. Well, the United Nations says, since they're supposedly the boss, that if you don't allow poll watchers in, that those elections should be redone according to international law. And I think that pretty much makes sense. That's what the State Department says as well. But to call it martial law, would you call it an emergency? Would you invoke the Insurrection Act? Here's the big point I want to make. We're already under martial law in blue states and blue cities with the lockdowns, the face mask. And now the EEOC has announced that employers can make you take an inoculation. How outrageous and how dangerous is that? Next, will employers make you get an abortion? Next, will employers, California's already legalized giving somebody HIV, so we know the left loves to give diseases to people, but this mRNA vaccine isn't even a vaccine. It goes in and reprograms your cells of your entire body. And so, again, that just makes my head spin with already the horrible reactions and the deaths and the skipping of animal trials and the skipping of long-term trials. Trump's biggest mistake was going along with warp speed, because he just wants the economy to get going, and he's seeing this as a classical vaccine that can be tainted, can give you a bad autoimmune response, can have cancer viruses in it. But hey, let's just get tough. Let's get over the fear. Let's take our shot. But, of course, now it's the mRNA vaccine that wasn't going to be ready for a couple of years. I said, watch, it'll be ready right on time. And, boom, here we are. They have checkpoints in England, checkpoints in Germany. They're stopping flights out of the UK, claiming a new strain is out there that spreads 70% worse. No proof to that. Top epidemiologists have come out and said they're not posting or publishing any proof. This is all just a giant power grab. So we're going to talk about, should Trump take action somehow in the next 30 days. And I've got some inside baseball from inside the White House. What would that action look like when we're facing a lawless globalist takeover in their own form of corporate / local governmental martial law? How do we respond to that? We'll open the phones up on that subject, and the EEOC saying your boss can make you take a deadly mRNA vaccine. We'll give the number out. We come back in 60 seconds.
The post-industrial world.
That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I want to welcome you all to this live December 21st, 2020, Monday transmission. This is the new broadcast we've launched every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It'll be hosted by myself, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and others. And it is a program during these incredible times for you to be able to call in uncensored, unfiltered, other than cuss words. We'll have to delay you out and hang you up because of FCC rules. We are on TV, broadcast TV and broadcast radio stations, hundreds of them. But other than that, we will not censor your calls, just that you have a good, clean phone line. We would love to hear from you on the big topics. And for me, here's the two big topics I'm throwing out for the next few hours. There are a lot of crazy headlines out there. Here's one of them. Trump talk of martial law sends White House staffers rushing to the press. Cracking under weight of losing. Republicans desperate to avoid floor fight over electoral college votes. So what they're telling you here on Drudge is what the system is scared of. No, Trump's not cracking under the pressure. He put out three photos this weekend of himself standing below Andrew Jackson, who faced similar crises, standing below Abraham Lincoln that faced similar crises, and also staring at a photo of Winston Churchill. So the president is clearly telegraphing to us that he is considering moving against the deep state globalist. Now, legally and lawfully, Trump really has a right as the commander-in-chief when we have a communist Chinese takeover in America that owns our debt, that owns Hollywood fraudulently. We've been positioned to have all our jobs transferred to China. They are involved in economic warfare, the communist Chinese brag, to shut down the United States while they're open. They are open for business. But we are supposed to stay closed forever. And the communist Chinese on national television at their official communist events say America's done, America's dead. These are quotes. COVID will never allow them to reopen. They are paralyzed and they laugh at us via the Chicken Little operation they launched with Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and of course, Prince Charles, who really sits at the head of the whole global reset. So the question is, what is the proper response to that? And the term martial law conjures up the police state and Hitler and the Nazis and the communists, when in reality, martial law just means suspension of regular system because you've been overrun and because the normal law, because of a disaster or a war, is unable to be carried out. And so right now in New York City and all over, they have the military deployed doing contact tracing for people coming in and out of the city as a beta test where you're all being taught to live under martial law. And Trump has tried to restrict this. He's tried to back off on this. But his own scientists all quit that were fighting this, Atlas and others. And now Fauci and others are in control at the bureaucratic level. And Trump could, in his last 30 days, if he's not going to win re-election, kick them out. And he can make some bold moves. And he is making bold moves, banning Chinese companies from the stock exchange. He is making bold moves, not giving Joe Biden his daily military briefings from the Pentagon. He had those suspended on Friday. Trump is making big moves. That's another question. What short of martial law should President Trump do to counter this foreign takeover that's used the Chicken Little event to basically put us into a catatonic, paralyzed state? How do we get people out of that? Well, I think resolute desk speeches to the American people nightly about the Great Reset, about the New World Order, about the mRNA vaccine, about the entire globalist takeover, and America is primed and ready to understand it and will hit the streets by the tens of millions. And I've said hundreds of times, Trump needs, since they started stealing the election on November 3rd, to call on tens of millions of people to march on the U.S. Capitol peacefully to show the true support in a giant mega march, the likes of which this country's never seen. We had 500 to a million out there with just some ragtag groups promoting it a month ago. We had hundreds of thousands out there just last weekend, before this weekend, 8 days ago. And so Trump on Saturday fired the bat signal, and he said, I need you to go to D.C. on January 6th. This is so important. That's when they're going to try to seat these false electors, and we need the Congress and the vice president to block those electors. Nancy Pelosi tried this 4 years ago and failed. Trump has the evidence of fraud. They were saying don't seat the electors 4 years ago because Trump's a Russian agent with no proof. With Biden being a CHICOM agent, all we have is proof, and the laptop and the recordings and the admissions of Hunter meeting with the head of CHICOM intelligence about his dad and the $30 million. I mean, the Moscow mayor, $3.5 million. We have them, we have them, we have them. But Trump has to have the political will, and right now he's in the perfect position. 97% of Republicans believe the election was stolen. Democrats like de Blasio's daughter brag they still stole it. We have all the incredible evidence, but he can't just operate through surrogates like General Flynn and Powell and others. He's got to do it himself. He's starting to move in that direction, and that has got the system so incredibly scared. You remember about 3 weeks ago, Brennan, former head of the CIA, said, oh, Trump's so dangerous right now, he could use the military on us or something. We need to get him out of there, 25th Amendment right now. And that's because they know they're an illegitimate takeover. This is a foreign takeover. This isn't the Democratic Party winning an election. This is foreign multinational corporations stealing it in broad daylight from everyone and then announcing the lockdown's never going to end and China's stock shoots up and all the investment floods back to them because the world thinks Trump's out, America's closed for business again, their foot's on our neck. Remember, as soon as he won the election, stock market shot straight up because America has been artificially suppressed. So here's the toll-free number. To join us, I already see the phone lines loaded up. People can see it on screen. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I want to ask all listeners, remember, you are the modern Paul Revere's. The globalists are censoring everybody in real time because they're scared of the truth. They're scared of information. That's why band.video is more important than ever. That's why having our own servers, our own streams are so critical because everybody else is being shut down. They had opening statements by the president's lawyers in the Senate hearings, and that was censored by YouTube, saying we're not going to let testimony to Congress be seen. So you ask how far the censorship will go? There's no limit because Congress let this multinational, foreign-controlled, big tech combine take over, and now we're under a technocracy, meaning a technological dictatorship, in the words of Klaus Schwab. Look up Klaus Schwab technocracy, and you will see his quotes about how they're at war with populists and nation-states for world government. That's the Wall Street Journal. The Davos crowd embraces big global government. Richard J. Schindler, Wall Street Journal. And they're using COVID as the rollout. Davos elite seeks fixes to defend the system from populists. That means shutting down your economy to get rid of local businesses. That's how they defend the system, is by getting rid of you and making you poor. This is an announced global tyrannical takeover. In your face. When we come back, Jeff, Hobbs, Wild, Rennell, Deborah, Pete, Tim, Mike, Victoria, Black Rant. We are going to every single one of you, so start your engines and get ready. So the question is Trump really looking at martial law? Yes, that Flynn and them are in there pitching him on a form of emergency through the executive. It's been done 60-plus times, as Flynn said. Andrew Jackson did it. Abraham Lincoln did it. When you had rogue groups and rogue media and rogue organizations working with British intelligence to break the country up, Abraham Lincoln did what he did. And I think he went too far, and I don't agree with it. But that wasn't Chi-Coms taking over, and it wasn't pedophile rings taking over. In this case, Trump has way more authorization than Jackson and, of course, Lincoln combined. But it's still a very dangerous road to go down, and Trump's already made so many mistakes going along with warp speed and things. Would we even trust Trump to carry that out and then end it after the enemies had been arrested and dealt with? Regardless, we're about to have a Chi-Com puppet in control under their martial law. So don't worry, everybody. You're going to get the martial law you want.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click Add to Home Screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
And it's American Journal, the new broadcast here weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I want to thank you all for joining us. Again, I'm Alex Jones. I'll be hosting it some days. Owen Schroyer and others will be as well, but it's really going to be your phone calls. And so now, let's do that. Let's go directly to your phone calls. As the world goes under UN-directed medical martial law is the cover for World ID. As governments announce forced inoculations to leave your house or have a job, AOC got her shot and was given her little travel pass card. Everybody's being shown how this works, and Xi Jinping is in command of it. So Bill Gates is in control of your medical life. Xi Jinping is the overall commander. And the Davos Group said 4 years ago when Trump got elected in January, 4 years ago, 3 years and 11 months ago, he said, we will crush Trump and America with an economic weapon. And you're seeing the economic weapon now, and you see the collaborators going along with your destruction. Hope you all enjoy it. And the minute you realize you're under attack, and this is a military attack, America will rise up and say no through the states, through the people, and then we need retribution to the criminals in the globalist system that have done this and the collaborators. Okay, let's go to Jeff in California. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Alex. Hey, thanks for having me on. And I want to say on behalf of a lot of people in America, thanks for giving me my red pill.
Well, thank you, brother, for calling in. We were all blue pills once.
Yeah. Hey, and I just want to say I was and I've been seeing my video on around the place. I'm the guy that jumped up on the table at Costco.
Oh, I'm so glad you got in, brother. I wanted to get you as a guest. Will you give your name and number to them so I can get you on my regular show? Well, tell us where you were and why you did it.
Okay, so, you know, it started out, obviously, with all the curfew stuff that's going on here in California. And the night beforehand, I was at a Huntington Beach rally, and we were just kind of waving flags and yelling at cars going by. And that just wasn't enough. We got to amp this up. So I stayed up the whole night before thinking, how can I do something to amp this up? And I thought, where can I find a captive audience? And Costco came to mind. And so basically the next morning, got up, grabbed my bullhorn, snuck it into the Costco and jumped up on that table. And, you know, it's interesting as I look at the video. In fact, the video that's up there is nothing that I took. And I didn't post any video. That's the great thing about the way it's went totally viral. It's really resonating with people. But the interesting thing is that if you look, how many people are just walking by pretending like nothing's going on? It's the brainwashed mentality that we're dealing with right now that we have to break through. We have to hit these people with a 2x4 in the head so that they can wake up and understand how they're getting brainwashed by this media. So, you know, that was the real impetus of what started it all.
And notice how they've got the limp-wristed associate waving, move along, move along.
Exactly.
Nothing to see here. And you hit the nail on the head. We have to get people out of their trance. We have to get them to take action. And so instead of just having rallies outside, if we start civil disobedience, marching into these places and exposing what they're doing, they're going to stop it real quick. I mean, I said I got to move quick to get to all the callers, but you're amazing. Can we get you on the main show today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. What an honor.
Well, Owen Schroyer is hosting the show, but I guarantee he's going to want you on at 11:30. So how about 11:30 Central?
Perfect. So I'll just hang on the line here. But, you know, our commander-in-chief has called us to Washington. I have my tickets. I have my hotel. I will be there on January 6th for this epic event. This is going to be the biggest event in history in Washington, D.C., and we are going to take our country back, and I can't
wait. I agree, Jeff. What would you call this point in history we're at?
Wow is about one word. I mean, if you think about it, this time last year, nobody had an idea of what was going on. It's like someone shook a can of beer up and pulled the tap and just stuck it straight down our throat, and we are just taking it all in right now. And that's the difficult thing that we have to get to people is they just don't understand exactly what's happening because it's happening so dang fast.
This is the globalist long-prepared operation. They wrote books about it. They put hundreds of billions of our dollars into it, and now they're launching their whole project of world government, their whole anti-human project. So as horrible as it looks and as big as it is, it's like the Nazis when they first launched Blitzkrieg and first invaded Europe and then Russia. But in a while, the tank slowed down and the mud and the rain came, and it's the same thing. And we're the mud, we're the rain, we are going to have them, and their panzer attacks are going to grind to a halt thanks to people like you, Jeff. Where do people find you online, Jeff?
I have a parlor. It's November Hot. That's November, H-O-T-S, as in head of the snake, because that's what we got to do. We got to cut the head of the snake off. We got to take our country back.
All right, brother. We're going to talk to you at 11:30 today, Central.
Thanks.
Guys, thank you. Wow, I'm glad Jeff got in. Speaking of that, see, I said, looks like CSP don't take a lot of calls, and we got that amazing caller. We'll get to everybody else in a moment, but we actually pulled up the video, some of what Jeff reportedly did, and the voice matches, I'm told, so I think that really is the guy that did it. So thank you, sir, for calling in. Get his name and number, folks. Here is what Jeff just did. It's gone viral. One video alone Trump put out has 10 million views. Here it is.
Let them do it. You know why we're under this lockdown right now? Because all the information is coming out about COVID, and they know it's a farce.
Hey, guys.
You must not do this.
I just keep going, guys.
If you continue, this is a life that you will have.
I just keep going, guys. Keep going.
Don't tell me I have the right. You know what? Governor Newsom doesn't have the right to shut us down, to make you wear a mask. That's right.
Okay.
All right, people, you know that's right. We've got
to
stand up for ourselves because this governor is going to keep us locked down until we do something about it. And I want to know, are you going to let this happen? It's a beautiful day outside of the one.
Wow, that's the same guy. We love you, Jeff. You're on 11:30 with Owen Schroyer. I am so excited about this. It's why we've got to take calls to get these beautiful listeners on air. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take at least five calls next segment. No matter how good you are, I've got to go to the next person. But that was an amazing first call we went to. And we had no idea that that was the Costco guy. Incredible. Wow. I'm just got butterflies right now. Let me just say something about David Knight. I love David Knight. I play his videos. I hired the guy 9 years ago. And the internet has run away like a fish on a line with the false narrative that I fired him for what he said last Thursday. I didn't watch his show last Thursday. I didn't see his show last Thursday. I was in an accounting meeting for hours and learned that we have a shortfall of money, and I blew up and I made a decision that I'd already had planned to cancel those two shows because they're not bringing in the viewers or the numbers we need, and I need to launch new shows to fire things up. And I've asked David to take calls, to do things like that. He didn't want to. That's fine. When he was hired, that's what he was going to do. So I'll just go ahead, because David put some tweets out where the moderators, all people cussing and yelling and talking about me, so they did delete some comments. I told them, let them say whatever they want about me. But David put that out. I guess he's a little sour about things, so I'll just set the record straight. I love David. David's told this entire morning crew he wants to quit and hates working here. He's told him he's ashamed of the job I do and doesn't like what I do. David doesn't like me. I asked David a month ago to go on his show, and he said, I don't want you on my show, to my face, even though part of working here is we rotate through each other's shows, just like on Fox or Newsmax or anything. So I'm not going to talk bad about David anymore, but David put out on Twitter that, oh, it's not about finances. That's not why I've been let go. David, I dare you to go on air and tell people you didn't tell this whole crew you were going to quit over and over again. You know you did it. We love you. But I'm not going to get scapegoated for a fake Streisand effect for you that I took you off air because you were bashing Trump. I'm mad at Trump just as much as you are, David. This is about the fact that you are too good for us. That's why you're not here. You don't want to be here. And I'm done talking about it. But I'll march all the witnesses up if you want. Now, put that in your pipe. I didn't censor anybody, and I'm a good person. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chucky Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever, when the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth. We know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side, and the globalists know it.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20. Thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
President Trump has issued an emergency video saying fight for Trump and showing marches and rallies around the world and is calling on all of us to go January 6th to D.C., the day they try to seat the electors and basically install Joe Biden. We have 30 days to inauguration, even less than that to the 6th. I will be there. History's happening. You must be there as well. We will override the mainstream media. We will override Schwab. We will override Bill Gates and Prince Philip and Prince Charles. We will override the New World Order with 1776 Part 2. It is their will to remove our president through fraud. It is our will to keep Trump in. And now he's supercharged and understands the score and is preparing to take action like never before. January 6th, Washington, D.C. Be there. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is American Journal. Phone calls, news, clips, analysis, and guests. Huge Trump calls for all Americans to fight
The video's at band.video and infowars.com. I suggest you share it. The globalists are working around the clock to try to suppress this transmission. All right, let's go ahead and now go to the calls quicker because we're 35 minutes in. I took one call. I did better on Friday. I took about 50 calls, but we're going to make it up now. We're going to talk to Tim in York, PA. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good to talk to you, brother.
Hey, I've been listening to you for a while, and I appreciate everything you do. Appreciate you going to D.C. and fighting for the people, man. We need that.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to talk, man, about this whole COVID and election thing, man. They use this to hinder the president. I tell you, I've been around this country. I'm a truck driver. I've been around this country every single day, all day. I'm around thousands of people weekly. I don't wear a mask. I don't socially distance. I'm sorry. If people get upset, they can get upset. But I'm a firm believer that, hey, I'm 25. I've got nothing to worry about.
Well, statistically, sir, this is the biggest hoax in history. It is a real virus. It's not as bad as the flu. They're counting all the regular deaths from car wrecks and flu as this. We don't have any more deaths this year than we had last year, John Hopkins. It's a giant criminal excuse to lock our asses down and train us how to be slaves. Most governments do this. Most governments are authoritarian. America was different. The world is reverting back to tyranny. We must reject it now. The mask is the symbol of the white flag. It is the symbol of slavery.
I know, it just blows my mind, Alex. It's like, why are people just giving into this? It's like, why? Why forfeit your freedom? Once you forfeit it, it's gone. It's not coming back. So why? We have to stand up. Stand up. That's what our forefathers did. And it just blows my mind.
Well, we've got a lot of bizarre, weird criminals like Mayor Lightfoot, who goes around herself and goes to dinner and gets her hair done, doesn't wear a mask, but then tells you to. She says because she's part of the New World Order, she actually says that she pledges allegiance to the New World Order. Well, that means Klaus Schwab. God bless you, Tim.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, I'm going to shoot a video today that's going to air on my regular show because, again, I'm doing a workcation where I go off air to tie up some issues, make some business decisions, kind of year-end planning. Most businesses and operations have this done by October or November. We fund ourselves as a business, but our mission is not making money. Our business is to reach out to the world and warn the public. Not that making money's bad, but we really are a mission. And it's my least fun part of the year is jacking around with the finances and trying to figure out how to fund this sucker into the next year. So I want to thank you all for spreading the word about the broadcast. That's not a problem. We're exploding. But all of you listeners are not buying anything. So our bandwidth costs are off the chart. Millions and millions of new people a day visiting InfoWars and Band.Video and, of course, listening to local stations. But it's the core audience, you know who you are, that fund this operation. Your outreach by funding us is just sending shockwaves throughout history. So, again, I salute you. Hobbs in Nebraska, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex, good morning.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, before we get into it, I just want to implore all of the listeners to go to the InfoWars store and buy something. And if not for your own health, then do it for Alex's health. Because if you guys buy something, you can hire more crew. If you can hire more crew, you can get more hosts. And more hosts means the hardest working man in American media can finally take a
break. Well, brother, we love you. I think you got a radio turned up back there, but I hear what you're saying. What is real quick your view on martial law?
All right, so I think that the martial law is probably a bad idea because it's going to be making Trump into the type of quote-unquote dictator that they've been saying that he is since 2015. Now, I think that probably, as unfortunate as it sounds, I think that the efforts that are being made in places like Texas and in Montana for a legitimate secession movement is probably going to be our best way forward because we cannot live with these people anymore.
I hear you. I got to let you go, Hobbs. You're great points, but the background noise is just merciless. Yes, the public isn't as strong as they were under Andrew Jackson or even Lincoln, who I didn't agree with a lot of what Lincoln did. You could look at it both ways. But he did what he did, and it held to be constitutional. With Trump, it's a foreign multinational takeover, and they admit it is. And if we had the right FBI, they would have already stopped all this. But we don't, so we're going into the hands of the globalists, and they're going to try to dominate and control us, and they're going to try to keep us locked down under siege. So it's our right and our duty to just pull back like the Israelites leaving Egypt and to secede. And I personally and seceding from anything globalist, anything corporate, anything establishment. I mean, I already try to shop mom and pop, already try to do all that, but it's hard not to, you know, shop with the globalist. And I just now am neurotically not doing it. I will not go into a box store. I will not go into an establishment restaurant. I try to find the small boutique hotels or motels. I mean, I'll stay in a crappy roach motel before I stay in some establishment chain now. And literally, I was staying in a hotel a few months ago with roaches running around in it because I was out in the middle of nowhere and I would not stay in the chain because I will not do it anymore. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Wild in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Doc? Mr. Crystal Vision. First, I wanted to just say I'm a huge fan. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm glad. I loved him, but I'm kind of glad you got rid of Mr. Knight because it's critical to be team players in such treacherous times.
Well, let's go back to David. Let's go back to David. Hold on, I'm gonna go back to you. Put him on hold.
Sorry, I don't want to get.
Put him on hold. I don't want to heat you. Put him on hold, guys. Listen, here's the reason I'm hurt. Okay. I like David. David's a smart guy. So it's a love-hate relationship. 90% love, 10% hate. And you know, it's just David knows he ran around pouting and saying he wanted to quit for the last 3 years. And he knows he was threatening to do it. And he was the one pissed off. And he was the one mad about my positions and views. So now it's turned around that I'm telling him what to say and I'm telling him what to do. And he's letting his fans go along and say that. So I'll just start responding. Sure, you want me to respond? Let's do it. Great. I'll bring out more stuff because I'm not going to be walked on for no reason. I even said to David, I said, you can come back or you can do another show. Or he goes, no, I don't want to be associated with you. Okay, that's fine. He doesn't want us. 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 It's fine. General Flynn ran away from me. It's fine. Everybody runs away from me. Savannah Hernandez quit. Wanted to go work for the Blaze. I don't care. I love her. People say, why did you get rid of Savannah? She quit. I didn't get rid of her. Paul Watson doesn't want to get banned. Paul Watson went and did his own thing. I supported him. We're the tip of the spear. We're over the target. Paul Watson left. All of them. My God. Ja'Kari Jackson was a great guy. He met a great girlfriend when he was in South Carolina. He was about to quit, but he would never quit because he needed the job. I said, buddy, go take care of your girlfriend. He went and got married, and he's happy now. It's the same thing with David. He was so miserable and so mad about my views and what I said that's why. I said, fine, just go. I love it. All right. Caller, I'm going to come back to you, but if you bring up David, that's what you're going to get. Wild. So just, here's the thing. We're already reverting back to the old Alex Jones show, aren't we? We need to just get to your call and get to the next person. When I come back wild, you got 60 seconds, all right? I'm a little more fired up in the morning, as you're starting to notice.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying in some of the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons that are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right. It's called American Journal. It's every weekday morning, 8 a.m., and it's me, the Wild Man, the Tasmanian Devil, hosting, and I did a good job Friday taking a lot of calls, did a terrible job in the first 45 minutes now, but that's all over because I'm stopping, and I'm going to go to your calls. Wild in Wisconsin, go ahead and make your point about this talk of Trump and martial law. It's really going on. It's really happening at the White House. Trump says he's not going to do it. Well, then what does he do with 30 days left? Just let them steal the election?
Oh, wow. I called in about the vaccine, but I can comment on that.
No. Go ahead. Whatever you want. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to say I love you, and you shouldn't worry about people not being able to keep up with the Joneses. You know, you're an ace, man. So, you know, you can watch all those suckers fall to the ground and trip over themselves because they freaking are untrained people. There's trained people like you, and then there's cheaters. That's the bottom line. But anyway, I wanted to call in about the vax. I think it's absolutely down the rabbit hole that they're going to forcibly inject people with anything, you know, or force.
Oh, it's just totally over the top, totally illegal, violates law, Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code, and it's deadly, and it's run by people that say they want to depopulate us. This is like a worst-case science fiction nightmare movie we're living in.
Totally. And I don't know, I have a wild conspiracy theory about the coronavirus vaccine. I think the mRNA in the vaccine has DNA from Epstein or someone like him. Because, I don't know, these people are so weird. Bill Gates.
You know, I think you're deadly on target. I think you're a genius. That's why we take calls. Well, I said I can't get to it if I talk about it, but that's why he had all these secret laboratories. He was working with Bill Gates, and they thought that he was like this Christ creature and that he was this reincarnated return of a Messiah, and that's why they were trying to do breeding programs and all this weird crap with him and with these other people, and you're absolutely right. Why do they for most of the stuff, they use a boy who died in 1966, and they clone him in the Pfizer vaccine. His entire genetic code is injected into you. I mean, top scientists looked at this and said, this has nothing to do with anything. This is some kind of insane ritual. Man, you're wild. Anything else? Go ahead.
You know, also remember, he said in court that he and other people, the women, the models that he was having about 6, 7, 12 a day, were saying in court he had an egg-shaped ding-a-ling, you know? So, like, and with that much money and all the drugs they're on, they act like junkies. They totally act like junkies with unlimited money.
That's right. The globalists are totally whacked out on a ton of drugs. Thanks for the call.
They always run.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, thank you for the call. Now, for folks that don't know, this is all real, okay? I know this sounds insane. You just tuned in. We're not the insane ones. We're not the ones doing it. I never get tired of steaks and enchiladas and beer and going out on a boat or hiking and or my wife. These people are sick, and they're on a bunch of drugs, and they're totally unhappy, and they're super dangerous. Rennell in upstate New York. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing this morning?
I'm trying my best here. I'm doing all right, actually. I have more energy in the morning, so look out.
I have three things I want to say. I initially called about Trump and the martial law, but I have a good idea of who should take have you heard of Peggy Hall?
Heard of who?
Peggy Hall.
Yes.
She runs the Healthy American.
Yes.
She might be a good nighttime host if you can get her on.
Well, sure. Here's the deal. People are scared of InfoWars. We're like the black sheep. We're the zeitgeist. And so you get really big being in InfoWars, but you also get attacked a lot. So, yeah, a lot of folks are afraid to come here. And I wasn't even thinking about getting new host, actually. I was just thinking about cutting some shows so that our crew wouldn't be so overwhelmed and so we'd save a little bit of money. But the stations all want more shows. They're asking for more shows. So we're going to give them more shows. They just may have smaller crews and maybe more radio-like. Does that make sense? Because we have like 5-6-person yeah. crews on these.
Second point, Trump and the martial law. But I think martial law might not be a good idea. But however, I think there's a flip side to it. While we're under his martial law, he could start going after Fauci, Gates, Soros, arrest them.
The problem is, as you said, it's a Pandora's box, and he could have gone after them already with his bully pulpit, and he needs to in the next 30 days. He's starting to do it, calling on marches on D.C., talking about Andrew Jackson, talking about martial law. I mean, he's definitely warning them that he's serious ahead of this Electoral College vote. What was your third point, Rennell?
Third point is why also to keep the media from bad-mouthing, he could very easily shut down the fake news media by issuing an executive order to the FCC to have the licenses taken away from CNN, ABC, CBS.
That's a great point, Rennell. Thank you. That Trump has actually floated that, and they go, oh, you're anti-free speech. CNN wants us off air and work to get us off the air a lot of places. They work to get Trump arrested. They work to take American speech online. Oh, but their broadcasts in some areas, they're under the FCC, take their license. I think it's another dangerous slope. Here's what I'm saying. We're going under Chinese globalist Davos, New World Order, martial law. This is UN world government, the COVID rollout. It's all systematic with big tech and with all these big powerful groups. They admit it. So my point is, how do you under law challenge that when the courts have been controlled? Well, a lot of courts are ruling the lockdowns are unconstitutional and they just continue. I mean, this is BS, man. They can't tell you you're not essential and watch you go bankrupt. All right, let's go ahead and go to Deborah in Ohio. Deborah, thanks for holding.
Alex, what I want to say is, first of all, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't think people have any concept that this is our last chance to fight. The Insurrection Act of 1807 was devised for this type of situation. We have been having an insurrection since the FBI tried to take Trump out in the first days after his election. I mean, the problem is that we're on a slow burn insurrection. Because the media has not used the word insurrection, people think we can't invoke the Insurrection Act. The Insurrection Act is something we would need even if we didn't have the election, because we have a takeover of our country. I mean, what do people think is going to happen? We're just going to go by January 20th, and then in 2024, we're going to elect Trump? That's not going to happen.
Exactly. Just like Venezuela, they are never going to take their boot off our neck. And if you read the martial law codes,
exactly.
And if you read the Insurrection Act, this is exactly what it's for. Go ahead.
It's exactly. exactly what it's for. They just didn't have the internet. They couldn't imagine the things that have happened. They couldn't imagine that the judiciary was going to be sold out. They couldn't imagine that all three branches of government were going to be owned by foreign bad actors. I mean, like, when I hear people talk about things like, oh, well, you know, the optics would be bad. We have a choice between saving the country or saving the optics. And we need to make up our minds which it is we're going to have. We are never going to get media approval. Trump has not had media approval. He created peace in the Mideast, which no one could have ever done. And he has never had media approval. The one thing that he can do to get media approval is concede. So people need to make up their minds. Do you want Trump to have media approval, or do we want to not live under communist rule? Do we not want to have our property confiscated? Do we not want to have vaccines stuck into our arms? I mean, people who are talking about vaccines, yes, vaccines are very important, but that is all secondary to what happens on January 20th, because if Biden is inaugurated on January 20th, then forget about arguing about vaccines. Forget about the courts. There's no more courts. There's no more law. There is what they tell you to do, and you do it, and you shut up, and that's it. And that stuff is already happening in 98% of the globe, and it is just about to happen here. We are hanging by a thread. We have got 1 foot off the edge of the abyss, and people are talking about optics. It's insane. Sorry to monopolize the conversation, but
Deborah, please monopolize the conversation. We're going to take your call and put it as a promo news piece that's going to run during breaks, because what you're saying is absolutely true. I'm a realist. I'm the expert on martial law. I'm the guy that wrote books against it when Obama and before that the Clintons were trying to get the police ready for martial law to confiscate guns under the UN, and were training the police that a UN takeover was coming, and now they have the strong cities, and now they're doing it outside of federal control. They're having the cities establish the UN programs and admitting it, and having Soros put in all their DAs and getting their people ready for a Maoist-style revolution. So here's the thing. If Trump doesn't do this and the military doesn't do this when the country's so compromised, then by extension we get the Chi-Com smart city UN takeover and we'll be under martial law permanently. We're already under partial martial law.
Exactly. We're already under it. What does it mean when you can burn down a city, but you can't go out without a mask? Is that not martial law? Would you excuse me? Our freedom to assemble has been taken away. Our freedom of speech. You know what? Because I've always said, first they came for Alex Jones. Our freedom of speech was taken away when YouTube removed you from their platform. And when conservatives and liberals both stood by and said, Alex Jones is nuts. And I said, first of all, I don't think he's nuts. But even if he is, he has a right to speak. And everybody was silent back then. And that was the beginning. In my opinion, that was the beginning of the end, and I said it at the time. I said, you know, when you let them do this to Alex Jones, then the next thing they're going to do it to is anybody in the world. We are under martial law.
Deborah, stay there. I just didn't love with you because you just cut right through it. We're not for martial law. We're under globalist martial law now. This is insane. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm going to go right back to you. And when she finishes up, Pete, Tommy, Obarian, Robert, Bobby, Black Rance up next after that, Monica, Tommy, Stacy, hour two, straight ahead.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack, at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here. And I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Here we are, hour number two of American.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch live right now at band.video.
And share the link from band.video and the local TV and radio stations picking up the transmission. Thank you for joining us. So here is a New York Times article, November 1st, 2017. The nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. Drive them from power. This is put out by George Soros, Refuse Fascism. So that's been their plan all along, and they're not the resistance. They're the big mega banks. They're all the money. This is a global corporate takeover backed by the Chi-Coms of America. And Deborah in Ohio was making some really, really good points about the fact that we're already here. So what does President Trump do? I mean, he calls on the state governors to stand with him. He calls on an emergency meeting he has. He calls for big rallies. He says, I am the president. Because they've already looked. Remember what John Podesta said in the New York Times 4 months ago. He said, it may come down to a point where we say we've got a president. They say they've got a president because they weren't going to concede one way or the other. And then we just have a White House somewhere else. They're even looking, if Trump stays in the White House and say the military sides with him, that they're going to declare themselves the government, which is what the Chi-Coms want, is to split the country up. This is a real crisis. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that time is of the essence, first of all. I think that Trump needs to make a decision. I think that as Patrick Byrne said, Trump's getting really bad advice. Trump did not get elected through optics and by saying the thing that the media wanted to hear. And now he's trying to somehow pander to the media. He's getting terrible advice. What he needs to do is stop thinking about the election and start thinking about the future of this country. He needs to be able to look like the bad guy in order to save this country. That's what it boils down to. The Insurrection Act needs to be invoked regardless of what happens in this election, because we are in the middle of an insurrection. Actually, we have been for so long that we got used to it. Why did we get used to it? Because we have our Starbucks and we have our brand new iPhone and we have all those things that make life worth living. And so we can just let little things like walking around with a mask and getting, you know, forced inoculations, that, you know, those things don't matter anymore to Americans because we are zombies. We have become hypnotized zombies. So he needs to take action or just tell us that he's not going to. In other words, he needs to shit or get off the pot. In my opinion, he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act because we are in the middle of an insurrection. People are being deprived of their constitutional rights to work, to make money, to feed their families. None of these things could have been imagined by the founding fathers. And guess what, Alex? We are at exactly 400 years to the day that they landed at Plymouth Rock, that the Mayflower landed 400 years ago. To the day, those people were starving. They spent 2.5 months on a boat, in the hold of a boat. There were no windows. There was no running water. There was just people vomiting all over the place. All they had to eat was like some kind of disgusting hardtack stuff. And they came and they starved and they were dying of this disease caused by rat urine. And yet they thought it was worth it. Why? Because of freedom. Now we have given all our freedoms away, or they've taken our freedoms, and we've accepted that. And if we don't declare the Insurrection Act now, when will we?
I hear you. Let me ask you, I saw his article about Trump getting bad advice. I didn't have time to read it. I only read a little bit. Right. What is Trump doing? How is Trump signaling weakness right now? What are you saying you don't like?
Well, I just think that we're vacillating. You know, I just feel like he needs, because we've been talking about this Insurrection Act, blah, 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 blah. I mean, people have been talking about this for a month. Either do it or don't do it. And I love President Trump. I'm with President Trump all the way. But I just feel like people, you know, what Patrick Byrne said was that Mark Meadows and those guys that keep saying, get Trump to concede, get him to concede, get him to concede. It's going to look bad with the press. The press isn't going to lie. You know, I just feel like Trump needs to make a decision. And
Well, here's what I've been told by the White House. Let me read you the exact quote, and I'm confirmed okay. This is what's going on. Let me read you the exact quote here. Pull this up. POTUS is deciding in the next 24 to 48 hours if he wants to go all the way.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. Great call, Deborah. All right, now I did spend a segment and a half with her because she was powerful. You're all powerful. We're going to come right back to you in 60 seconds on the other side of this break. Don't forget our main website, band.video. Yes, we're the evil InfoWars you heard about. Truth is, we're just patriots.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this info. War store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in to our number two. And we're taking your phone calls right now on the Insurrection Act. For folks that don't know, that can be declared under federal law. It has been 60-plus times in different forms. When there is a overrun, a breakdown of civilization, a breakdown of regular law, we've seen that with the corporate media, with big tech, all the evidence of election fraud. But the question is, can Trump implement that and not have it turn into a bigger disaster? Because we're already going under UN, CHICOM, globalist, permanent, great reset, martial law. They admit it's global martial law. Wall Street Journal calls it global governance martial law. And so for everybody that's all sticklers about not liking a police state or martial law, the regular law is already suspended. I'm fighting to wake people up, to say no to it, to resist it. A lot of courts have been ruling against the lockdowns and the checkpoints and the forced inoculations and all that, but it just keeps rolling forward because we have global corporate governance through the corporations and through the cities and counties and countries they control. So we're taking calls on that subject and the EEOC ruling last week that your employer can force you to take an inoculation. Oh, but they get a waiver. There's no liability for them, even though you can have an allergy. Your doctor can say you shouldn't take a vaccine. They're saying your employer can force you to do it. And what is a vaccine? It's just simply something that is injected into your body. These are all mutagenic mRNA systems is what they've approved that have never been approved before, that are totally untested and are having way more adverse reactions than we've ever seen. And so they're just going to normalize mass death, destruction, and sterilization and autoimmune responses. They play down what's real. They hype up what isn't. So that's a good example of psychological warfare and control. Pete in Washington, thanks for holding your own ear.
Thanks, Alex. I think the key is that the founder's genius was the system of checks and balances. But in order to have balance, you have to have checks. Did the legislature set the rules for the picking the electors? No. Were the poll observers permitted? No. Were signature checks done? No. Did the United States Supreme Court review? No. None of the checks were done to provide the balance. The final step is the congressional review. That's the penultimate check. Is the peaceable assembly that Americans can do on January 6th to let Congress know you are the last line. And the founders themselves knew that their system might fail. Everything in the First Amendment, ending with peaceable assembly, might fail. And that's why they gave us the Second Amendment. And I pray to God that all those in power will recognize the genius of the founders, that the checks have not been done and therefore there is no balance, and they are leaving this rally as the penultimate check before terrible things happen.
You're right. Penultimate meaning the final step before the paramount or the number one one. And you're absolutely right. It's in the Declaration of Independence, and it's not just our right. It is our duty to throw off oppressive systems. And when it comes time to abolish the system because it's hopelessly corrupt, that's what your right and your duty is. And this is a satanic, pedophilic, lying, Hollywood-run, stinking, corrupt, devil-worshipping system. And I don't want this to happen. But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are pushing it over the edge, and they will end up paying just like Hitler. Isn't it crazy? Because I'm probably half German between everybody in my family. I love Germans. But, I mean, it's a weird, crazy German engineer that works for Prince Charles who is literally bringing in world government and wrote the white papers for the UN on global sustainability and how to collapse the world economy and depopulate. And he's running an operation to collapse us and enslave us, and it's literally a German supervillain that looks like a bald vampire. I mean, you can't make this up.
I don't know. Maybe it's that the Germans developed in reaction to the Roman Empire, and therefore they grew up the same kind of fascistic viewpoints as the Romans. But the reality is America is made up of a wonderfully diverse community, the Venezuelans and the Mexicans voting for Trump, recognizing how much damage communism has done. We have the system. The founders knew it might fail. I beg those in government to not force us to the ultimate check to provide for the survival of this nation. They must check so there may be balance, and they have so far done none of those checks.
Beautiful call. Thank you so much, Pete.
Thank you.
That's right. The checks and balances have been overrun. We have a right under the Declaration of Independence. I mean, I would even have debates about martial law, and some people around here would go, oh, you can't talk about martial law. Well, I mean, what's the Declaration of Independence? We declare we overthrow the law of the king. We always have the right to revolt. That is in the Declaration of Independence. It's in many state constitutions. I don't want to go there. I don't want that to happen, but that's where we are. And so it's easy to sit there when Trump is totally surrounded and talk about the mistakes Trump's made. I'm just saying, imagine when he's gone, all hell is going to break loose. And there's not some secret plan that Trump's got to defeat all this. I know people in the meetings, in the room. It is a desperate situation up there, and Trump needs to use his bully pulpit and nightly speeches exposing the globalist paradigm and telling Americans what has happened to them first. That's got to be done first. And I predicted that once they were stealing the election, they would launch a new COVID strain, it'll be made up, to plunge the stock market. That's now happened today. That's now happened. But you can just script all this out with these supervillains. Thank you, Pete. All right, let's go ahead and talk to O'Brien in Maryland. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Basically, I'm calling about the Executive Order 13848, but technically, even with this thing even in place, and technically Trump may not have enough people to basically just carry out the apprehension of all these crooks. I mean, he may have the evidence all in front of him, but he may not have the people to basically carry this out. And I think that's what everybody else is kind of worrying about.
All right. I appreciate your call, O'Brien. Yeah, you can't trust the system to carry out martial law. And so that's why it needs to be political. He needs to speak out. He needs to call on us for civil disobedience, to block the highways, to block DC, and to take America over peacefully. He needs to call on Americans to rise up peacefully. And that has begun. He's called on us on January 6th. So there you go. All right. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Black Rant. Black Rant, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Superhero. I love you, man. I've been with you, rocking with you since 9/11 Truth. I love it. Love your product, InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. I run a little social media, like a little teeny weeny thing, Black Rant for Liberty, and I get on and I talk all the time about what's going on. And what I'm seeing right now is a lot of fear. A lot of people are turning on Trump because they're afraid of what's going to happen in a post-Trump era.
I totally agree. Exactly. We, you know, we've seen that around here, which was fine. People totally turning on Trump because they were scared. It's just that.
But in a post-Trump era, it will only get worse, like you just said a few moments ago. And what the lady said, Deborah, I think her name was earlier, she was amazing. If we're already under this UN globalist imposed lockdown, martial law, we have no choice. We need to put down our Starbucks, put down our coffees, get off the mollies, and start getting in the street. I was there in D.C. last weekend, and it was interesting, to say the least. I was there with the Proud Boys. There were a lot of patriots there, but there were also a lot of people sitting around waiting to party. This is not a party. This is not a celebration. This is a fight. And this reminds me so much of FDR right before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
Don't hang up, Black Rant. Black Rant will come right back to you and let you finish up, and then we're going to talk to Robert and everybody else. We're taking your calls the order they are received. We'll give the toll-free number out when we come back on the other side. I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. You're the ones keeping us on air, and so that's why we're here launching the new show, American Journal, a call-in show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. before the Alex Jones show comes on. But I'm here kicking off the maiden voyages of this transmission. I really appreciate you all calling in and listening.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term,
on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S. so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Like I need to be sitting at a bar at a steakhouse with a martini listening to this. And I sure love a fire crackling in the background, even if it's on a TV screen. It's better than nothing. All right, we are back here taking your phone calls on this live December 21st Monday transmission. And we were talking to Black Rant, who was making a point that I've seen, and you know, people have their right to say and do what they want. The left always says if you disagree with them, you're censoring them. And I see that more and more with libertarians, conservatives, nationalists. If you disagree with them, you're somehow censoring them. No, I'm not. If people want to criticize Trump all day and say where he could have done a better job all day, that's fine. But when you do it just so you don't get attacked by the left and just so you don't get blackballed, just so you don't get banned off of Twitter, well, then that's a whole different subject, isn't it? And that's really where we are in this country. So I've seen a lot of people really throwing Trump under the bus now that they think he's a loser, now that they think he's overwhelmed. Even if he gets removed by this fraud, if he stays in the fight, stays in a populist, a nationalist, he'll be stronger as a rebel the whole time, fighting them and exposing them. This isn't going to be just like the Democrats get in and things go back to normal. They're going to be coming after us worse than ever, and the fight's going to be on, and we need Trump as a major rallying point in that whole fight. We need to back him even more. Did he make mistakes on vaccines? Yeah, because he thought it would turn the economy back on. Did he make mistakes on some issues? Yeah, but look at all the good things he did. The enemy hates him because he's a nationalist. He's a populist. He's our president. They want globalism. They want that skeleton creature up there, Joe Biden. And so this is the New World Order making its big move. This is not a normal situation. And then I see others, and I totally hear what you're saying. I've gone to D.C. to two of these events. And the first one was probably 500 to 1,000 to a million. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, it was the biggest crowd I've ever been a part of. And the police estimated a million. I was with the D.C. police and saw that in their intelligence briefing, that it was bigger than Farrakhan's marches combined. This latest one was probably 200,000 people all split up in different areas. And, look, I'm not perfect either. I like to drink a six-pack of beer. I like to whatever. But I was going to bed at like 9 or 10 at night. There was partying going on till 4 in the morning, vomiting in the streets. Now, most people weren't doing that. But you had a lot of families, you had a lot of kids that didn't come this time because Antifa attacked people at night. So it was more of a rough crowd. And I'm not going to bitch at people for having some fun, but yeah, this is serious. This is war. This is hardcore. So, and I'm not criticizing people, Black Rant, but I do get your point. What else do you want to add about what you think Trump should do right now? I think you should all be praying for Trump. What do you say?
Alex, once again, I 100% agree with you. I'm not criticizing anybody. I think it's great. I think it's good for morale that we should have fun. We should drink a couple beers, whatever. But my whole, what I saw there was a lot of grifting, to put it into the words of Hotep Jesus, a lot of grifting going on. But I think with this renewed energy that Trump can bring on January 6th, this is the time that we need to stand up and show the Congress who the real president is, where the real support is. If you know you've ever been a leader, you know how serious it is to be a leader. It's so easy for followers to follow a leader when he's doing great, when he's doing 100% of everything all the time, hitting all the shots. As soon as you miss one shot, 5% drop off. You miss another shot, another 5% drop off. But what people don't understand is Trump said this in a famous video decades ago. He loves to lose to see who's really loyal. Now, I know he's in trouble. I know these are desperate times. But I also believe that this man is a genius and he believes in the art of war. And I see the revitalization of America coming. And by March 2021, we will be moving toward a new future of united humanity. But we have to be strong. We have to put the video games down. We have to put our Starbucks down. We have to get off the pill. We have to get off our butt.
No, I agree. Black Rant, I love you, and I hope to shake your hand in D.C. on the 6th. Let me just put it to you this way.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Let me put it to you this way. I appreciate your call. History is happening right now, and what you're saying is totally true. And when I say they're going to come after us if they get rid of Trump, it's because they know it's going to cause a major backlash, and they're going to be even more scared. So I was in here 4 years ago with Roger Stone when Trump won, and he looked over and he goes, why do you seem so upset? And I said, they're going to come after us now, buddy. The war has just begun. Well, let me tell you, now the war has really just begun. If that was on a scale of 1 to 10, a 5, this is a 10. Things are just going to get crazy. The globalists don't care. They've made their move. I mean, they're coming out with deadly vaccines that are already killing people. They're coming out with world government. They already have got tens of millions starved to death with the lockdown, the chain reaction. And Melinda Gates says, oh, I didn't know it would starve people and all this. I mean, these people are sick, man. Of course she knew. They're covering their ass. So let's take another call here. Robert in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome, Robert. Good to have you here with us.
Hey, it's great to talk to you, man. I'm a big fan. I'm a 12-year listener, a first-time caller. I got another badge of honor from Facebook just the other day. I've been deemed a dangerous person.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm dangerous to their narrative. I spend about 5 hours a day sharing links and articles like my life depends on it, as you said. And I just thought maybe it could be time to move on from 79days.news alias to the next one, because I'm having trouble with that one now. Is there another one that's going to come up?
We do have some new ones, and I figured that that one's starting to be banned everywhere, so we'll come up with something new. Yeah, because we knew the 79 Days of Hell was coming. What would you call this the new one? Stop UN Martial Law? Stop the Reset? Something like that?
Yeah, I think those are great. And also, I have one that's available. I just found out it's Victory for Freedom. I was going to register it myself just to build a page to share. I thought before I did that, I would give you a call and just let you know maybe we need to move on to the next one. But I'm probably going to be registering multiple domains myself just to be able to.
And for new listeners tuning in that don't understand, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube bans InfoWars, News Wars to share it. So we create ban.video, then they ban that URL, then we had electionnight.news, then we have 79days.news, and then they block that. And it's the same websites. It just redirects to those sites and to those subpages so that people can get around the Big Brother censorship.
So my opinion on Trump's, what he needs to do now is he needs to be decisive, you know, stop waiting for permission or from the base or for all they've done to him, all they've done to us. I mean, this is the last moment, the 11th hour. I mean, I think he needs to go all the way. That's my take.
Well, brother, you're right. We are 30 days out from the coronation, the installation, the installment of the puppet creature and the other puppet creature, Kamala Harris. And he is just saying he's going to cut the power off, cut the gas off, cut the drilling off. I mean, it's just going to devastate, cut the plants off. I mean, it's going to be a hellish depression, and they'll blame it on Trump and COVID and all the rest of it. I mean, that's all they need is the stupid cover, and it's going to be hellish. Thank you so much, Robert. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm doing pretty good now, taking a lot of calls. But next segment, I'm taking 6 calls. I'm taking 6 calls. It's going to happen. So, Monica and everybody else that's on hold, get ready. I'm coming to you on the other side. This has been in for over a week. It gets tested at the factory, at the lab, and then we test it again because we know the globalists, you know, would love to claim something was bad in our products. So we do even more testing than anybody else. We got the authorization, the test back this morning. We're able to sell Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K, essential for your immune system and your body, the highest quality. It's 50% off. At $19.95, you'll find nothing like it at any price near that. 97% reviews. Winter Sun for your immune system. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship today.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. And if you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible, and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar, and if you want to stop the globalist, at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money, and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps to leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Now, weekday mornings, call-in show all across the country, all across the world. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. before my show, the Alex Jones Show, kicks off. And it was unexpected until I made a split-second decision last week to do this, that we'd be launching this week. I was planning to be taken off this week, but who knows? So much big news happening, I may just blow it off and just be up here all week. But Owen Schroer was already scheduled to be hosting my show today. He'll be doing that at 11 a.m. with a lot of big guests and more, all at InfoWars.com and band.video. Okay, let's get six calls in this segment. Monica in Illinois. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I'm a veteran. I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, just as President Trump has. And I think it's inevitable. The only thing he has that is going to save this country is to call martial law and get insurrection going and get some arrests made and get some of these swamp swimmers taken care of. It's got to, because it isn't going to stop until that happens. And if he doesn't, and if we lose this battle and Biden takes that inauguration, we're, excuse my language, we are really screwed. Because the only thing that's going to happen is Trump's going to end up like Epstein, and we're done. He's got to do it now before they get him.
Well, how you know how good Trump is how they demonize him, how they attack him, how they're disrespectful, how they lie about him. They are really threatened. I appreciate your call, Monica. Great points. All right, Tommy in North Carolina, welcome.
You there, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to know, everybody keeps talking about the martial law thing. Yesterday you had Barnes on. He said Trump cannot do martial law. What's all that about?
Well, we're giving different views, different perspectives, and there's the Insurrection Act. I mean, if Chinese agents all announced they ran, say, 20 states and said, we're breaking up America, Trump would declare the Insurrection Act. We would invade and kick them out. Well, it's basically that. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, Swalwell, the Clintons, they're on the Chi-Com payroll. And the news is like, well, that's part of globalism. We're all on each other's payroll. Remember 2 years ago, Reuters announced that they gave the code keys to every Apple customer to the Chinese government, saying, well, we're now based in China, so they have the code keys to all of Apple, because Apple officially moved to China. The move is on. Like, everybody's leaving California? Well, all the corporations are going to China. Trump tried to stop that, and for a while it stopped. Now it's flooding back into China. I mean, we're just hemorrhaging out. And that's why the new puppet president looks like a corpse, because emblematically, as above, so below, they're showing us you're dead. It's over. I mean, China on their official TV says America will not exist soon. We run the COVID thing. Our people are at the highest levels of their government. They will never reopen. The Chinese are saying, come to us. We're open. America will never reopen. And the left is going to hold our head underwater until we're totally bankrupted. That's who they are.
Well, they need to listen to what Matt Bracken said about the trillions of bullets we got, because we will use them. If it comes down to it, brother, you know you will and I will.
Well, that's the thing is, they're coming with forced inoculations. They're getting ready to cut our power off. They're taking our money away. We better dig in and get ready. And I hear you. I hear you, all these globalists. God bless you, Tom. Anything else?
Well, they're not giving me no forced inoculation. I mean, if I have to, I just go in the woods. Me and my wife and kids, we'll just live out there. But, brother, it's about to get real, ain't it?
It's very real. It's already here, brother. We're inside the world government, so pray to Jesus. And talk to your local government
Every day to Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we should all... I'm going to pray at the end of the broadcast. Guys, remind me. Thank you, Tommy. Just say a prayer at the end of this broadcast for President Trump in America. All right, let's go to Stacy in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Long-time listener, over 15 years, first-time caller. I take all your product. I take everything, and that's why I can think clearly, and this is the way I see it. I think there needs to be simultaneous operations going on. First thing is, Trump appoints Sidney Powell as a special counsel. Give her marshals, federal marshals. Give her a few Delta Force guys. Come here to Maricopa County, where I'm at, and the rest of these swing states. Kick these doors in and take the machine. These little pencil-neck lawyers can't do anything to stop it. Once they get the machines, while they're doing that, they need to take Don Lemonhead and the rest of these knuckleheads off the news, put patriots in those positions, because the sheeple will believe what they see on TV. Once they start broadcasting what's going on, they need to arrest Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these traitors that are in Congress, in both the House and the Senate, on both sides. Take them to Guantanamo. While they're having a tribunal, they need to show this on TV. A week of tribunals, find them guilty, and start executing. The only questions they ask is, do you get the rope or the bullet? Because we know where this is going.
Well, here's the thing. The globalists do have all these agents. Nancy Pelosi is keeping Swalwell. on the Intelligence Committee, even though he's a penetrated Chinese communist agent who was ordered by Chinese intelligence to say Russia ran our elections. And you know, my issue is I want due process. I want these globalists to get trials. But under the Insurrection Act, all these different Chinese agents could be arrested, and Trump could send in federal marshals to seize all of the servers and the bureaucracy. And some of that's already happened with SolarWinds here in Texas. And so Trump's really gone from not moving to starting to move. The question is, with 30 days left, what do you think he should do next?
I think he should go full force on the plan I just laid out. Once we start doing that, because you know where this is going, Alex. You know these people are demonic. They're never going to stop. If Trump gets out of there, they're going after him, and they're coming after us Christians, and they're coming after us. That's no doubt about it.
Oh, they've said they're coming after us. I hear you. God bless you.
Yeah,
this is the kind of debate we got to have here. All these callers are all amazing. I just got to move quick to get to all of you. All right, let's go to my eyes used to be good, but they're Icarus. Oh, Icarus from Greek mythology flew too high of the sun. Icarus in FEMA Region 10. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Icarus and Daedalus, the story of hubris. I've been a longtime fan. Can you hear me, Mr. Jones?
I can.
I've been a longtime fan. I've been listening to you since I was in seventh grade. Most of my family thought I was crazy until recently, and a lot of other people. So I just want to, first of all, thank you so much for waking me up and waking up a lot of other people. And the thing I wanted to talk about today was the vaccine and how the genetic code of that little boy from 1966 is in there. So my question to you is, are you familiar with Cinomex or Xenomex, whatever you want to call it, in the food? HEC-219, I believe, is the cell line?
Yes.
My question is that back in the day, they used to feed cows food made with partial cows, and this started giving cows mad cow disease. So my
spongiform encephalopathy. Yes.
Yeah, my question to you is, what's going to happen when our genetic code is overwritten by this gene line from 1966, and we're consuming Cinemax? What are the psychological, mental ramifications?
Well, there's no doubt they've tested it all out on pigs and rats, and it's all going to sterilize us and give us cancer. They're killing us. I mean, this is. That they literally have a mad scientist that runs the UN program. Klaus Schwab runs he's the global head UN scientist. Bill Gates is the other global head scientist, and they both are directing our extermination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they are, unfortunately.
Isn't it incredible that they both say they want to depopulate us? Other scientists look at the vaccines and say, this will sterilize you, this will kill you, and then they just laugh at us and just roll forward.
Exactly. Bill Gates is on TED Talk saying we got to bring down the number of people to zero and laughing in our face.
And you know, they think they have a right to do this if we don't say no.
Absolutely, but that's not true. Everyone has God-given rights. Doesn't matter whether you're born or not. You can't inject someone. The Nuremberg trials in 1945 to 1946.
Well, how they're going to do it is Bloomberg has it up there. Bloomberg's cover magazine's like, oh, how do we persuade you? And they've hired all these big universities, the psychology departments, to brainwash us. And they say, trust the science, all this crap. And they say, oh, we're not going to turn the economy back on until you take the shot. Now they're saying, actually, it's never going to work. See, this is the trap they're getting us into, like a drug dealer with heroin once they get you hooked. And once you go, oh, I'll give up some rights to fight this made-up pandemic, they're never going to let the pandemic go away. They're going to release new pandemics. This is their plan. Thank you so much. Great call, Icarus. We'll be back with Victor and others. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world
That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this is a new show we just kicked off last Friday called American Journal, a little bit in the style of Washington Journal, hence the name, but it's an American journal, a human journal, and we're taking your calls from all over the U.S., all over the world. We got calls on Friday from Ireland and places like that. Some days I'll open up the phones and say, just calls in other parts of the world, other nations. We got some calls here from Canada that are coming up and others. We've moved through a lot of the calls so far. Let's try to get to four or five more in this segment. Let's go ahead and talk to Victor in Nevada. Victor, thank you.
Alex, how you doing?
We're doing all right.
This is why I believe Trump, he should declare martial law, because that's the only way to go. Because if he does that, at least he can control what he could do with the country, you know? If you don't declare martial law, how are you going to take over this country?
Well, that's it. Traitors let us get sold out to the communist Chinese and others and put their operatives in everywhere. And now they're taking over. They're putting us under martial law. So how do we get out of global government martial law? That's what globalism is a takeover of countries and the overthrow of our law and their global UN law. So we're under global UN martial law partially. And they admit the police departments are going to go into the UN under strong cities. It's all official. So I guess the president would then declare the Insurrection Act, and then
what would he do if the courts are sold out and are cowardly lawyers? What will he do if the FBI is compromised and controlled and covered up for Epstein? I mean, what does the president do? I mean, what is now, obviously, the minute the politicians and the lawyers see a successful move of leadership, and as soon as a couple globalists got arrested, they'll all turn on each other. But you notice they've never gotten in trouble for anything. They've gotten away with bloody murder.
Well, I believe he should put the military out.
Well, instead, they've got the military out enforcing COVID crap in New York. Thank you so much, Victor.
All right.
Since I mentioned that, let me show you this. This is on this day, Patrick Henry's most famous quote. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And guys, do me a favor. Print me the whole speech, the Patrick Henry speech, not just quote. Sorry. I said, give me the Patrick Henry quote. That's my mistake. I want to read the part where he says, look, the war has already begun in the North. The clash of swords and the blast of muskets is already here. He goes, it's coming to the South. Why sit we here idly by? That's the prelude to what I just read. And that's it. I don't want a war. I don't want physical stuff. I can't sit here, though, and demand Trump be a purist. And because he wasn't perfect, I'm going to let the Chinese globalists take over. Because that's the cop-out a lot of folks are engaged in is not admitting how we're going into the next level of bondage that is intense. And believe me, the globalists know I'm in a leadership position, and they know people listen to me. And that's why they've got my phones tapped. It's why they've put, you know, the CIA's messed with us and the FBI and a bunch of other stuff. And the guys that follow us around look guilty as hell. They know they're presiding over their own country's destruction. But and they know I'm not planning anything military, and I'm not planning to tell people what to target because I'm not that kind of person. But still, they know stuff's coming so bad that they want all our communications cut off so they can do whatever they want. And that's just disgusting and despicable. They've got stuff planned so horrible that they know people like me are going to finally do something. I mean, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands dying from the vaccine if they get their way. I mean, it's going to be real body bags, folks. And we're just going to sit here, I guess, watch them do it. They're going to take the pension funds. They're going to bankrupt all the universities because they get people into a Ponzi scheme of globalism and then say, oh, we got to inflate things more to keep it going. But they're the ones deflating it to actually collapse it. And so I liken it to, again, a kidnapper comes up to you in a parking lot and puts a gun to your side and says, get in the car with me or you're dead. Well, the best decision is to try to run away or get the gun away from them. And I've told my daughters that. Because statistically, you don't want to get in that vehicle. You don't want to go where they're going. And so do I want to have somebody pull a gun on me in a parking lot and I got to take it away and beat them over the head with it? No. But, I mean, if they come and they do it, and that's basically where we are. They're coming with forced inoculations. It violates the Geneva Convention, violates the law. They're globalists. They're run by pedophiles. I mean, listen, here's the deal. Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, they all want to depopulate the planet. And they all tell us they're doing it to save the Earth. And so it's a spoken thing at the intellectual level that, yeah, they're doing this, and it's for everybody's own good, and it's the Great Reset. Then I research these globalists, and almost to a man, they're pedophiles, they're devil worshipers, they're perverts, they're weirdos. They're into all sorts of really twisted, evil stuff. And so this is all just their big power trip. They're not doing this to save the Earth. And this is really bad. A lot of people go, yeah, they are really bad. We better stay out of their way. Well, you can't stay out of their way now. They're coming for everyone. So I'll read the full Patrick Henry speech, please. Let's go ahead and go back to callers. Let's talk to Phil in Buffalo, New York. Phil, thank you for calling.
Great to be on, Alex. I always ran off in tangents. I kind of look at my idol as someone, but first off, Commander-in-Chief needs to stand up and be Commander-in-Chief. Every night I'm going to bed, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for all the InfoWarriors, I'm more praying for all the humans that don't know what's really coming to them. Everybody takes me as wrong, thinking I'm like, I get angry because I want something. No, this is about humanity. Humans are being taken over. I wrote down some key points that I have to touch on. Now, I'm noticing a lack of concern because Everybody is addicted to their Facebook and their Instagram. They can't just put it down. Now's not the time to be lacked for concern. Commander-in-Chief, his first duty is protect our citizens and protect this country, and him as a president wouldn't be calling martial law if he just simply comes out and explains all of the psyops that have been going on, the psychological warfare, the games with the vaccination.
I agree. They're ignoring him. They're ignoring the little radio shows and Fox Business he goes on. He needs to be resolute desk, giving speeches to the American people, laying out what's happened.
Because this has been going on for 25 years, he's only been for 4 years, he's been able to expose everything going on. But we all have to be there, the 5th and the 6th, and not for a party thing, not for any reason like that. We all need to be off of the streets before the dark falls, because that's when the Democrats send out their Antifa rally people to come and attack families and stuff like that. We need to be there that entire week protesting and getting Trump back into our offices. On the weekends, we should be at our state capitals. We have the right to remove any one of the senators in any one of their state positions, because those are our state buildings. Those are the senators' or the governor's buildings. Those are the people's buildings that we have elected officials in there to be governing, just to make sure that we follow the laws that need to be followed, not to be making their names bigger and moving on to making sure that...
Phil, I totally agree with you. We have been sold out by a bunch of lawyers and by a bunch of out-of-control globalist merchants. Thank you for the call. This is Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry, March 23rd, 1775. Later, if I have time, I'll read the whole speech. But let me just read to you the end part. Now listen to this carefully. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat it, sir, let it come. Is it vain, sir, to extenuate the matter? Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Got to go read the whole speech. There's like, that's only about 7% of it, 5% of it. All of it, pure eloquence, pure truth. Notice they had no election. Well, we have a sham election, which is worse than an election because it's the illusion of it. Sir, we have no election. The war has already begun. What is the price of our submission? Slavery. Well, this is worse than slavery. This is being poisoned by mRNA vaccines that I read the mainline medical reports they say is incredibly dangerous. We just sit here and submit to it? No, this is violence. This is illegal. This is organized crime. Violates federal, state law, common sense. And, of course, it violates the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is dangerous. This is a revolution of big tech against humanity. This is a takeover. This is a fourth industrial revolution is what they call it. We'll be right back with hour number three. Your phone calls are 2 minutes away.
Globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, you know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, Google just removed the Senate committee hearing with the president's lawyers in Congress with law contesting election. YouTube says no contesting allowed. A new level of fraud, a new level of criminal activity. Here's part of the opening statement that has been censored. We'll come back with your phone calls.
Thousands upon thousands of Nevada voters had their voices canceled out by election fraud and invalid ballots. Here's how it happened. On August 3rd, 2020, after a rushed special session, Nevada legislators made drastic changes to the state's election law by adopting a bill known as AB4. The vulnerabilities of this statute were obvious. It provided for universal mail voting without sufficient safeguards to authenticate voters or ensure the fundamental requirement that only one ballot was sent to each legally qualified voter. This was aggravated by election officials' failure to clean known deficiencies in their voter rolls. Because of AB4, the number of mail ballots rocketed from about 70,000 in 2016 to over 690,000 this year. The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. While the media and Democrats accused us of making it all up, our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters and comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bill, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada. This does not include military voters or students. These voters were identified by comparing the list of voters with the U.S. Postal Service's National Change of Address database, among other sources. About 8,000 people voted from non-existent addresses. Here we cross-reference voters with the coding accuracy support system, which allowed our experts to identify undeliverable addresses. Over 15,000 votes were cast from commercial or vacant addresses. Our experts found these voters by analyzing official U.S. Postal Service records that flag non-residential addresses and addresses vacant for more than 90 days. Incredibly, almost 4,000 non-citizens also voted, as determined by comparing official DMV records of non-citizens to the list of actual voters in the 2020 election. The list goes on. All in all, our experts identified 130,000 unique instances of voter fraud in Nevada. But the actual number is almost certainly higher. Our data scientists made these calculations not by estimations or statistical sampling, but by analyzing and comparing the list of actual voters with other lists, most of which are publicly available. To put it simply, they explained their methods so others could check their work. Our evidence has never been refuted, only ignored. Two Clark County technical employees came forward completely independent of each other and explained that they discovered that the number of votes recorded by voting machines and stored on USB drives would change between the time the polls were closed at night and when they were reopened the next morning. In other words, votes were literally appearing and disappearing in the dead of night. When we attempted to verify the integrity of these voting machines, we were allowed only a useless visual inspection of the outside of a USB drive. We were denied a forensic examination. Finally, our investigation also uncovered a campaign to illegally incentivize votes from marginalized populations by requiring people to prove that they voted
Alex,
to receive raffle tickets
doing,
for
man?
Gift cards.
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday. When I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah, I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch live right now at band.video.
3 years ago, the globalists, seeing us as one of the number one populist pro-human, pro-God, pro-family, pro-America movements, chose InfoWars in a lengthy, year-long demonization campaign, culminating in about 2.5 years ago, them banning us off of, quote, 60-plus major platforms from iTunes and Apple to Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of it. And they did that by lying about us. And then when it set the precedent that someone could be depersoned or disappeared, then they can lie about you all they want. Well, now they had Senate hearings, emergency hearings over the weekend, and they had Trump's lawyer in the meetings. We just played this clip if you just joined us. And they laid out the evidence of the fraud and the witnesses with report files they handed in, with the election officials admitting it all, with the proof, with the computer printouts, and YouTube removed it saying, we do not allow anyone to challenge the election results. So you can't even speak in Congress, according to them, with evidence while you're contesting it. This is all part of the overthrow of our speech, of our election, of everything. So there they are. A few days ago saying they would do this, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and now they're doing it to Senate hearings. Because, see, there's the credibility, and there's the expert, and they're laying out the facts, and that's not allowed because all the other experts on CNN and Fox are saying Trump lost and showing no evidence and saying there's no evidence. So if people see evidence, well, that's impossible. I was told there was no evidence. So any evidence is now challenging, so no evidence is allowed to be seen. And boom, we're in 1984. There's no bottom to it. There's no end to it. So how do you counter this digital martial law? How do you counter the medical martial law being carried out by the UN through the bureaucracy, through big tech, through the big corporations, through the blue cities and states? Well, we can't have martial law. We're Americans. So we'll just go under the technocracy martial law that Klaus Schwab talks about, where the bureaucracy through the corporations controls you and you have no rights. And that's what they've set up. That's what they've done. And I'm not even saying I want martial law on Trump. Trump hasn't navigated so far how to deal with the swamp. How do you deal with then martial law? Who do you arrest? Who do you go after? It's the whole system. They've grown this cancerous system that we're now all merged with. We needed indictments of the globalists to stop their criminal enterprise at the top. That would have stopped all this, but the FBI didn't do it. And their view is we already sold out to China. Didn't matter if we didn't ask for it. Didn't matter if it's fraudulent. That's just the way it is. For world peace, we'll have a world government with forced inoculations and extermination. Not to stop war, but to end humanity as we know it. Ricky in North Carolina, you're on the air. Ricky, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I've been watching you and listening to you for over 20 years. My dad woke me up back in the Bush senior years when Bush senior said something about going forward with the New World Order. I asked my dad about that. He woke me up everything, and then I've been following you ever since. And I want to know, why is nobody talking about what happened on January 10th of 1963 in our House of Representatives, where the 45 steps to take down America was read to our House of Representatives, and then it was put on congressional records?
You know, I've read that 49. I think it's 49, isn't it? 49 steps to bring down America from the KGB, right?
Yes, sir. And everything that's going on now, like the cancel culture, it's listed in there. Elimination of laws, it's listed in there. Social workers taking place as the police officers, that's in there. Infiltrate our institutions, infiltrate our media, control the centers of communism, disarmament of American people, the downfall of society, and many more have already taken place or is taking place right now. And I hear a lot of people saying this has been going on for 20 or 30 years. No, this has been going on for a lot longer than that, because they're following the exact steps that was read to our House of Representatives in 1963.
You're absolutely right. They are setting up their world government right now. They've been building it the whole time, but now they put in the sheetrock, they put in the paint, they put in the fixtures, they put the doors on, they turn the lights on. We're inside of it now, aren't we?
Yes, sir, we are. And as far as the vaccines and stuff, I'm one of them people that quit taking vaccines about 8 years ago. And I've forgotten what flu feels like. I've forgotten what head colds feels like, because I haven't had none of that stuff in over 7 years since I quit taking them things.
Well, brother, it's on record that a flu shot doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year. It lowers your immunity in general.
Yes, sir, and I've taken so much of a beating talking about, you know, repeating exactly a lot of things that you said. I've told people for years about what was coming, but people called me crazy, and now I got my family members and friends coming up to me saying, man, you was right. And I'm like, no, I wasn't right. Alex Jones was right, because all I'm doing is repeating what he said.
And I well, believe me, Alex, all I'm doing, sir, is repeating what the UN and Klaus Schwab and Carol Quigley said. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Ricky, and that's what's scary about this. This is an exact plan. Ricky, sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, Ricky. We appreciate you. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Concerned citizen in FEMA Region 10. So I guess you're over on the West Coast. Go ahead, concerned citizen.
Hey, Alex. Quick plug, the Survival Shield. I'm downwind from Fukushima, so I've been on that since the original. Super Silver Wound Gel. If anybody has burns or... let's say cold sores or anything like that. That is a super product. DNA Force, awesome. Okay, you triggered me when you said Klaus Schwab working for Prince Charles. When you were on the Piers Morgan show, I watched CNN all that day just to make sure I didn't miss it. During that show or that daytime program, Prince Charles came on for a quick 15-second commercial, I believe, and he had mentioned right at the end that his grandson would be the king of the world, and that's when they weren't even sure if Kate was having a boy or a girl. I don't know if you remember the hubbub about the great-granddaughter of the queen, but on that day, my jaw hit the ground when I heard that.
You know, we can look up that quote and see if he said that, but I know this. I remember him 10 years ago it being in the local newspaper, how Prince Charles appeared at South by Southwest virtually as a hologram or as a full screen TV so that he would lower his carbon footprint. And he said, I hope in the future we will have a great reset and that we will no longer travel and that we will all communicate via video. And so again, he's the one behind it all, but wow, he said my grandson will be king of the world.
That was before they even knew the sex of the child, and my jaw hit the ground. And one more thing, if Trump wants 10 million people to show up in D.C., All he has to do is arrest somebody, anybody. Start with the left coast governors that are on the TRICOM's payroll. Just arrest somebody, and there'll be 10 to 20 million people in D.C.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Thanks for the call. Look, he needs to come out from the Resolute desk in the next few days, give a speech, and call for us to occupy D.C. and say no to the fraudulent election. And I know that he is considering that from my White House sources. So civil disobedience, call on that, call on the people to rise up. The left's called for their people to burn down cities and attack innocent people and kill cops. No, Trump needs to call on us to peacefully rise up. Thank you, sir. All right, next up, Seth in New York. Seth, go ahead.
A lot of New Yorkers.
Go ahead, Seth. All right, Seth, I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. We only got 1 minute to break, though. Let's go to John in Indiana. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Howard Jones, my brother. How are you, man?
I'm doing okay, man. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I was on your show about 10, 11 years ago, releasing the Sons of Liberty album. And I want to tell you, I've been listening, and I'm just, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
You're amazing, brother. We love you. What's your view on all this?
It's unbelievable. I was out in D.C. in November, and I wanted to go back in December. I couldn't make that one, but that actually gave me more hope for humanity than anything I've seen in a long time. I mean, it was just, it's more targeted. I mean, this isn't like protests 10, 11 years ago against Obamacare. This is serious. This is serious. These are serious patriots, and people are becoming much more aware, thanks to you.
I want you to finish your point, John. When we come back quickly, then we'll go to Vivian and many, many others. We're taking a lot of calls here on this new call-in show. It's called American Journal. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Please tell folks that the forbidden truth and the people's voice, your voice, is alive and well, still despite big tech censorship, at band.video. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever. When the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth, we know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side, and the globalists know it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states.
They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I am just so blown away at the election meddling of big tech. No evidence of Russian meddling. Big tech now blocking Senate election integrity hearings because they have experts presenting real evidence with names and affidavits and computer programs of fraud. Because, see, there's no evidence. So if the UN says there's no treatment for COVID-19, then even medical doctors can't say it, even if they're approved, because the UN's got. And if the Democrats and media just decide, big tech says, there is no election fraud, it doesn't exist, well, then it can never be presented, even in a court of law. You have video out of a court, you can't show it. Because they are the final court. They are the global government. That's how big tech binds us all together, and the nation state must stand against this. Poland, social media companies face $2.2 million fines for removing lawful free speech. Big article up on Infowars.com, a new law set to pass in Poland would fine social media companies $2.2 million, a pop for censoring lawful free speech. Wow, remember we used to be a little bit free like that? Let's continue here. We've got another report here. Flights from Africa, Brazil, and China continue to land at Heathrow, even as Londoners are banned from travel. Large parts of the country in tier four lockdown that's just announced by a big tech and the government via smartphone are told you can't even leave your house and you can't travel. And this is all the model for here. Just like I told you 10 months ago, what you see in Europe will be here by the winter. Now it's all here. Now they're rolling out the new stuff that'll be here again in 6 months. It's all accelerating. And they all show it to you on TV and try to normalize it. Almost no one dying, but oh, they're testing everyone now. Testing to go in a restaurant, testing to get on a plane. And so the number goes up, 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 because the PCR tests are 96% fake. Even the New York Times admits, but it doesn't matter if it's all a fraud. We need a virtue signal, and just if it saves one life, all wear masks. Humans are dirty. We're bad. The Earth's bad. Humans need to be gotten rid of. COVID-19 showed us that. A giant fraud wrapped in a giant scam being accepted by a bunch of infantilized people that have no idea how much danger they're in being part of this whole ridiculous ninnying, social justice signaling tsunami of foolishness. John, Indiana, go ahead and finish up your point, brother.
Well, man, it's unbelievable. The level of crimes against humanity is just off the chart. But after being in D.C. in November, I was feeling more hopeful than ever because I've just never seen the American people so riled up, and all races, all creeds.
And if we get 10 times that number, there's no way. I mean, it's powerful. We need to do it. Everyone must go there January 6th.
I'm going to be there, man. And I'll tell you what, though, Alex, it's just the thing is they keep the people. There are, you know, for everyone that was there in November, there's 50 behind us that can't make it for whatever reason. And they're breaking people so hard, it's going to be harder for them to mobilize and get there. I mean, just from the financial standpoint, with the more this carries on.
Well, it's going to be historic. Everybody's got to do it. And that's what Klaus Schwab said. I've tried to find the quote. It leaked out of Bilderberg, and it was Klaus Schwab said it 10 years ago or so. He said, they shouldn't be able to be up here on a mountaintop protesting us. You know, once we bring in the carbon taxes, the general public won't have money to come protest us.
That's right. They want us so broke we can't fight a revolution. And I hope you got it doesn't go violent. But, hey, we're getting backed into a corner. And I don't know what they think is going to – what good – and especially these feckless traitors in Congress. I mean, what do they think is going to happen to them when the people's dander gets up that hardcore? Because that's what's coming. I mean, it's obvious.
John, they think they'll just sit it out on a Swiss mountaintop. That's what Klaus Schwab thinks. He'll be just like Hitler in his bunker when we're done. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, John. Vivian in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Vivian, welcome.
Oh, wow. I finally get to talk to you after months and months. And
well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, ma'am. How may I serve you?
Oh, wow. I want to get there so bad. What can a blind person do? I can't drive. I can't get anywhere.
You can call in to local radio shows and tell people that there's a big event that Trump's called folks to go to Washington on January 6th and that you're blind, so you can't be there. But, you know, you're asking everybody else to go there for the integrity of our elections and to stop the Chi-Com takeover.
Oh, got to do something. I pray every day. I pray for you and President Trump. But in a way, he's smart. In a way, he's so stupid. He doesn't want to come out and play hardball. He's going to have to get with it with these people. That's the only language they understand.
Well, Alex. He knows there was fraud. We've proven the fraud, but no one will put it on the news. So when they have Senate hearings, the technocracy bans it.
Yeah, exactly. But Trump needs to come out in public and tell people what's going on so that they can't ban it. It'll be live.
I totally agree. Everyone, I'm going to call Joe Rogan today. I'm going to call Tucker Carlson. I'm sure they heard about it.
Now he's got to come out with it, because if he doesn't, we're going to lose the whole nation.
You're right. God bless you, Vivian. Thanks for holding. I'm going to call Joe Rogan. I'm going to call Tucker Carlson. They'll probably already know about it, but I'm going to say, I occasionally do that because they reach tens of millions. And I'm going to say, hey, have you seen they had proof of the fraud and now they're censoring C-SPAN? Now they're censoring the Senate? And I think this should be a top story. I mean, this is just insane, man. I mean, I don't think they censor stuff like that in China when they have a hearing or something. I mean, this is crazy. There's just no end to these crooks. All right. Thank you, Vivian. Thank you so much. Kurt in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
From a major American university, and I've been blackballed over the years for asking some of the questions that I've asked. But I want to just briefly give you a historical overview, real quick, of the times that we're living in right now. You know, everyone left, right, and center right now says, oh, we live in these strange, unnormal times because of the lockdowns and because of COVID and because of the election. The truth of the matter is, Alex, we have not been living in normal times for 120 years. And I can list off several books, mainline history books, that document this progressive plan in the early 1900s that is now coming to fruition. But the main point here is that we, as every generation of Americans alive today, every single generation, we have grown up in unnormal times. And we have been.
That's right. We've grown up in a successive approximation program that Aldous Huxley wrote about that is meant to make us finally unnatural, not born of a man and a woman, but corporately created if the corporations choose to have any humans at all.
Exactly. And you see it. You can see it so well with the latest generations, the millennials and the zoomers. You have young women that don't want to have kids until they're 40, which is statistically improbable. You have young men that don't want to be men, that want to be children.
They get your seven-year-olds in their girls, and they tell girls, you're lesbians. They tell boys, you're gay, or you're really a girl. And then they totally make their whole identity about that and screw them up for life. It's so cold-blooded, and it's all done to end the human community. On record.
Exactly. And so the way we break through the current situation we're going through right now, the way we break through the lockdown, the way we break through the technocracy, the way we break down and through this globalist vaccination plan is we have to recognize that a part of all of our culture, all of our values that we live and cherish with today Those are unnatural. So much of what we do as generations of Americans, so much of what we value and what we spend our time and money and our dreams are not natural. And we need to get back.
That's right. We've been put into an artificial alien takeover. I appreciate your call. Great calls. Always great calls. Particularly amazing today. You're absolutely right. We have been incrementally walked towards the end of our own humanity. By the time the globalists kill everybody, we won't even be human anymore. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's right, and the show will be hosted at least once a week, maybe twice a week by yours truly, because I'm really a morning person. I get up at like 5 a.m. Then I'm going to keep hosting my regular show I've been doing for, I guess in that slot, 24 years, been on air 27 years. And my vision for InfoWars was to end up having 24-hour-a-day live call-in shows. And my tendency over the years is to go from taking calls 20-something years ago, I was mainly a call-in show, to segueing into kind of more of a late-night style, even though I wasn't late-night, having a lot of guests, talking for an hour straight myself. And that's fine for podcasting and things. That's not really what talk radio is based on. And we still, our main audience is talk radio. When they deplatformed us off Facebook, YouTube, all those places, we still stayed on air because we had all those AM and FM stations that are wonderful that we really appreciate, and we get great ratings for them as well. But now with the censorship on the web so intense, talk radio is more important than ever. You know, in the 1970s, early 1980s, AM radio almost went out of business by the mid-1980s because the FM band sounded better, was clearer. And then Roger Ailes had an idea, the same guy that founded Fox News. He said, what if we put a hot talk show host on, go and lease these AM stations that are all about to close their doors, put him on a few 50,000 watts in every region, and then we'll sell advertising and we'll relaunch talk radio. And it took AM stations from being worthless in 1985, I mean, almost worthless, most of them, to being worth hundreds of millions of dollars a piece later. And so that's just an example. And then as they go digital, they become a local hub of news and merge with the internet, but it still gives that free speech. That's going to be more valuable than ever, those local talk stations that instead of contracting because of Facebook and the internet taking their audience, advertise, hey, we've got forbidden people on. We've got our own streams. We've got our own videos. That's what I pioneered because I had to syndicate myself and had to get around all that. And so when they tried to come and take me off the air, it hurt us, but our listeners helped us and really, really did a great job. So you can find all the satellite feeds for TV and radio, the HD downloads. You've got to contact us to get some of the little HD secret streams we have because the public finds out about those. You know, it would mess them up because we only have the capacity to send a few hundred HD super streams out. But it's all there. So contact our affiliates department if your local station wants to pick us up if you're not listening to us on a local station. If you are listening to us on a local station, please tell folks about that station and spread the word. We've had this happen a lot. We also have band.video, but folks will call up a local UHF or VHF station that now have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 sub-frequencies in HD television. Remember old-fashioned TV? You didn't watch you. You watched it. It wasn't like the internet didn't track you. Well, my gosh, I've got rabbit ears at home. That's where I watch TV most of the time when I do. All the old Westerns on those sub-channels and stuff, well, a lot of places have decided, well, we'll just put InfoWars Network on one of our sub-fees, one of our sub-feeds, and it's gotten them better ratings than their main feed. In many cases, we end up being number one in towns on the ratings within about 6 months. So very, very exciting things happening, and that's why we are launching this new call-in show, because that's what the people want. It's what the stations have been requesting. I'm sure David Knight's going to launch a podcast. He's going to be very successful. He can talk for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours and cover great stuff and really get into the deep crevices of all of it. And we still do that here some. We still have guests. We still shoot special reports. We make documentaries. We do all of that. We fund contests for people to make contests, you know, about certain issues. And we're probably going to do some more of those in the future to get around the censors. A lot of exciting things happening. Okay, I've already taken about 50 calls today. We're doing a pretty good job, I think. But I want to finish up this segment the next, getting a lot in. So we're going to finish up with Jefferson, Thomas, Bertram, Jeff, Patrick, Bruce, and a few others. Jefferson in Virginia, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Morning.
I think we're vacillating between red pill and black pill when it comes to martial law. Even Robert Barnes, who understands the situation, is clearly red pilled. Black pills himself when it comes to the Insurgency Act or the Insurrection Act and the imposition of martial law. You don't justify using the Insurrection Act or martial law before you do it. You justify it after you've done it. In other words, The only thing on mass media should be NFL football.
That's right. Once we arrest all the Chinese communist spies, and it's all right there, we have the evidence, it's ridiculous. It's like Sherlock Holmes opens up the castle, and there the guy is committing the crime. It's like open and shut.
Right. So the only thing that should be on mass media should be maybe NFL football and all the confessions of the people that you've rounded up and gotten the truth out of. So Hillary Clinton should be on television confessing to her crimes. Jim Comey should be on television confessing to his crimes. And if someone has an objection, they should be allowed on briefly on emergency broadcast system where there's a counterpoint at the same time, much like the Fairness Doctrine, saying, okay, spill your guts. Tell us why you think what's going on is wrong, even when these people are admitting to the crimes they committed against America. But basically, we have to stop worrying about the optics. We control the optics. If we invoke the Insurrection Act and martial law, we get to say what people get to see.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if Trump had a cohort of good men and women ready to carry this out, because we know the globalists are Chinese spies, because we know they cooked up at the Davos Group and with Bill Gates this whole COVID hoax, we have them. It would be so easy. But you have to take the first act of going and rounding up the Nazi spies or rounding up the – so you're exactly right. The McCormick-Dickstein Committee did hearings on this after World War II. It was very embarrassing, so it didn't get a lot of attention. But they tried to hire the commandant or the head Marine, Smedley Butler, to lead 500,000 men for martial law. Well, all Roosevelt, who was not a great guy, but he was better than the Nazis did, was quietly have the army, and Butler helped – quietly go round up the ringleaders who you never heard of again, and they just shut the damn thing down. They didn't call it the Insurrection Act. They just went and grabbed them. And the word is about 1,000 people got grabbed and went and took dirt naps.
Right, but the major people behind that, the fascists, the industrialists, got off the hook because they basically started World War II.
That's right, exactly. And that was George Herbert Walker Bush's father, Prescott Bush, yes. And the Brown right. Brother Harriman, so, yes.
How do you wake the public up? Trump has to come on, like you say, from the Resolute desk, and he needs to declassify something we all take as fact that will actually be proven to be fiction. There has to be something he's willing to declassify and say, look, you keep talking about conspiracy theorists, and this can't be true. Well, let me just hit you in the head with a 2x4. Let me wake you all up to what's actually going on in the world.
Well, I think Trump might be – listen, Trump will make that move if he thinks he's got the people. The question is, do you really think he's got the people in the army to do that?
Well, he spent 3.5 years trying to find out who his loyalists are, so I think if not now, when, you know?
All I know is we're already under medical martial law, and I'm not trying to poo-poo what you're saying, but listen, why did he transfer the money from Gates? I mean from the UN to Gates. Why has he not gone after these people?
Well, I think he's still getting his ducks in a row. I think he's trying to give them enough rope to hang themselves to some degree, but I think he has to realize that the future for himself, his family, and his empire is on the line as well as with America. So he it's coming down to brass tacks for him just like everybody else. Ivan Reichland is saying that in the next 2 days, Mike Pence will be tested when he opens the Electoral College votes and then says to the states, I don't recognize your Electoral College votes. I send them back to you. I won't recognize them on January 6th if you don't make this right. So Pence's acid test comes up in the next 2 days.
Well, we're going to get Ivan Reichland back on today. He says he has new info. So we got the guy that stood up in Costco on at the start of the show. So let's try to get Ivan Reichland on whenever he can come on to break all this down. He's been working with General Flynn and Defense Intelligence Agency. He's definitely dialed into the real resistance, I can tell you that. All right. Thank you so much. Wow. Okay. Now I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 callers I want to jam into a 10.5-minute segment, and I want to pray for President Trump and pray for America. I'll do my best on the other side. Oh, also, I might want to plug, it's been sold out for months, our best-selling Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K, take it under the tongue, highest quality you're going to find, 50% off, just came back in, ready to ship to you now at InfoWarsStore.com. Boost your immune system with Winter Sun. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click Add to Home Screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com. Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive. The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack, at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, the best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, final segment of American Journal. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer is about to take over doing my show so I can do some administrative things here, getting close to year end, but I'll be popping in throughout the week. Wild horses can't drag me away. I was going to take the family hunting and camping for a few days, but looks like that's not going to be happening. History is just too insane, too out of control, but I may run off to the ranch and do a little shooting this next weekend, because that's what it's all about. You got to recharge the batteries. But this is history on top of history on top of history. I want to be clear to listeners. People are saying, hey, Alex, we don't need martial law. We need the Insurrection Act. That's what American martial law is called. The question is, what are the pitfalls of this? Are there other ways to not have this happen? It's like good old boys who I love to death are always like, I see you in blue helmets taking guns. I'm going to get them. And I'm sure you would. They're not going to come that way. It's going to come as a medical corps during a lockdown, during race riots. This is the UN takeover. And so you don't want to get the blue helmets. You want to politically expose who's behind it so people don't go along with the whole thing. So if folks won't peacefully march on D.C. on the 6th, they will never fight when the time comes. We don't want to get to that point. I mean, if I thought there was a path of violence that would turn this around very quickly, I'd support it. I would. There's not. This is a modern system. We've been domesticated. The public's very soft. They don't know what's going on. The globalists have contingency plans at every level. They'll set off false flags and blame it on us as soon as we get violent. We don't want that. We want to identify the globalists, do sit-ins, civil disobedience, and get very aggressive. We're not going to burn down cities like Soros' people, but we need to start. They put Biden in, we occupy D.C., and we start blocking highways. And we do what Black Lives Matter did, but we do it to Apple stores, and we do it to the globalists, and we do it to the Davos group. Everybody should be going to Switzerland, I don't care what you do, to climb up that mountain when those damn arch criminals are there. I sent David Knight over to cover Bilderberg. I was pitching David to go to Davos or something. Paul doesn't want to go to Davos. David doesn't want to go to Davos. I can send Dan, poor Dan Lyman by himself. He does a good job, but he's one guy. Hell, I guess I'll go to Davos. I'll do it all. But, I mean, you know, it just takes action. And you've been helping us. You've been financing us. Winter Sun's back in. Great vitamin D3. Sold out for months. 50% off. Get that. Every man, woman, and child should be taking it. We have the best quality you're going to find anywhere. You've got my word on that. And it's a low price. Get your Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, InfoWarsStore.com right now. Okay, let's go to Bertram in Canada. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, you can hear me good?
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was telling your screener there that I love when you do the Queen of England, your voice for Queen of England. So I thought it would be funny if we did a skit with I'll do Pope Francis and you do the Queen of England.
We should do that sometimes. The rebel confiscate the firearms immediately.
Oh, Queenie. Oh, I love when you wear black when you come to visit me. Queenie, it's terrific. We destroyed the King James Version of the Bible. And we removed the most important book for Americans to read. The Great Controversy. Yeah, the most important Christian book of history. Queenie, what are you doing today?
Oh, my little Popey. I love my little poopy Pope. Bertram, I got to go. I appreciate your call. All right, thank you. Jeff. Yeah, I got to move quick to everybody. Jeff, another caller from Ontario, Canada. We've got all the Canadians lined up here at the end. Go ahead, Jeff.
Morning, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up probably what I think is the most important article I've read in the last 6 months, and that's from Big League Politics. IMF proposes punishing dissidents by lowering their credit score if they go to bad websites.
I had not seen that, but that's the real social credit score. Give me that headline again.
Yeah, it's the IMF proposes punishing dissidents by lowering their credit score if they go to bad websites.
Wow, so that's an internet ID that tracks everywhere you go and then and then punishes you. That's the world social credit score. That's Xi Jinping.
Yeah, and it says that they're gonna work with companies like Facebook and Apple and convince them to loosen their standards for unencrypted information. So they're gonna scrape those websites, find out the websites that you're going to. It also says something about the type of browsers that you use, the purchases that you make. So they're basically going to try all the information.
Yeah, they're saying, there it is. They're going to profile, that's LeGrand. They're going to profile everything you do and then punish you for not being a good little slave. Wow. I've already experienced having our bank accounts and things taken away. I mean, they're literally pushing us into ghettos like the Nazis did. First they pushed their victims into ghettos.
Correct. It's not just your bank accounts. I work in the insurance industry for computer programming, and I know that even for you to get an insurance policy, they go through your credit history, all kinds of things, like your credit cards, your mortgages, everything. Everything is tied to your credit history.
And you're like, well, I've done anything wrong. No, now they say in a secret file through Interpol called G2, I had perfect credit, but they said, but Jones is a hater. The ADL said so. So now I'm in a literal ghetto and have the worst credit ever. I can't even get credit. I'm like, I'm scum, filth of planet Earth. People are like, oh, I'll just grovel. No, no, no. They want your kids' testicles, folks. They want your blood. They want to make you take a deadly shot. Here's the good part. Kissing their ass ain't going to help anymore, folks. All the guys on the fence are the ones about to get their asses run over. How do we counter something like this, Jeff?
Well, you know what? Just getting the information out, like, keep going. People are waking up. But the problem is that the pressure they're putting on people is getting them to submit. I have friends of mine. I live right close to Detroit, Michigan, and I have friends that work over in Michigan, and they work for the U.S. government, and they say 80% of the people don't want the vaccine, but said specifically, if they force us, if it becomes mandatory, I'm not losing my job. I'll take the vaccine. And
but notice, exactly. The national polls show 80%, not just the feds, don't want it. Everybody, it's hurting people, but they just want to all intimidate us. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Powerful call, Jeff. These calls are incredible. Bruce in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think the first thing that needs to happen is President Trump should rescind the March 13th, Friday the 13th order, the National Powers Act. This has been a footprint for governors and mayors throughout America to do what they're doing in the lockdown first. And then I don't know if martial law is a good thing to sit on top of that.
Well, here's the deal, sir. We're already going under digital martial law, social credit score, lockdowns of the globalist. And when do you declare martial law? When your country's overrun and occupied. We are overrun and occupied. So the military needs to know if Trump has the will to do it and the goal is arresting the Chinese spies and turning off the surveillance grid, then he has my backing because, as Patrick Henry said, the war has already begun, Bruce. I'm out of time. I got to jump here. Patrick in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm talking, how you felt talking to Joe Rogan, I cannot believe it. I tried to get through for a long time. Anyways, I spoke with Optimum in New Jersey to carry your show. I'm waiting for a call back from them.
Good.
I pray for you, Owen, the InfoWars team, and Trump every single day. David Knight, I appreciated him. I listened to him every morning on my way to work and while working. However, he was very pessimistic, and I could not wait for your show to go on because everything always just seemed to be negative.
But let's be clear. I didn't let David go. I didn't let David go because I disagreed with some of what he was saying.
No, absolutely not. I agree. I know. It's finances. I understand that. And that's why I put in orders. I have 3 Alexa Pure Breezes in my house. I want to plug before I hang up and before you run out of time with me. Alex, I've been listening to you since I've been 13 years old. That's 20 years now. I'm 33 with 2 little kids. And that's my only worry. I have a 3-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter. And if it was just me, I would not care. But everything going on in this world, I'm terrified for them. But being a believer in God, I believe we cannot lose. Just listen.
I agree. I'm out of time, Patrick. I got to go. The show's over. And I'm sorry to Joshua. I almost got to you, but I took a lot of calls today, and I appreciate you all. Please spread the word about the broadcast. I got to do this as I said I was. Look, the Antichrist is real. World government's real. The churches are all going to bow. They're going to keep their bank accounts. They're going to tell their practitioners, take brain chips in 10 years. You'll see them on the news saying, take brain chips. You'll see little boys saying they're little girls, and they'll be given a digital chip and free money and be rock stars. And then the Antichrist is going to just start killing everybody. And so just get ready. It's all going to be fulfilled. And you have to deal with it. And we're here to warn people so their souls get right with God. Let's say a quick prayer for President Trump and for America. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice. And we thank you for the gift of consciousness and everything you've done. And we know that our best works are dirty rags. But we come to you and we beg you to cleanse us, and we repent for all of the evil that we've done, and we just ask you to fill our spirits with your Holy Spirit and cleanse us and rise us up to be vessels of goodness and to be strong during these times. And we pray that you lift up our president and energize him and fill him with your spirit to make the right decisions and to stand against this enemy, and that you rise us up and strengthen us with discernment to make the right decisions as well. In the name of your incredible son, amen, Jesus Christ. And just please, God, please, please heal our land, and Just please energize the public, and please protect the children. Again, in your holy name, amen. Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you later. Love you.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breaks your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the hull. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.